art of the Northwest Coast, that is, the Pacific coastal cultures in what are now called British Columbia, the Yukon, and Alaska, is distinguished by its dynamic style known as formline. For more than two millennia, artists from this region have reinvented and reorganized groups of fluid lines of various thickness to create a visual world that brings to life communities' historical events, emblematic figures, and oral history. Whether it is deployed on a flat support or adorns masks, totem poles, or other objects, formline is today an integral part of the cultural and social heritage of Northwest Coast nations. At first glance, the codes and rules that structure this art form may seem rigid or limiting. But for artists like Robert Davidson, they form a system of references, an alphabet that they can use freely to compose their creations. This philosophy is perfectly embodied in Davidson's 2001 work, Looking at Asymmetry. Starting from the visual foundations of Haida art, which is deeply rooted in symmetry, formline, and traditional use of red and black, Davidson offers a deep reflection on the human relationship with the world. He reinterprets the features of the Tsamu, a mysterious supernatural sea creature resembling a killer whale, and feared for generations by the Haida people, to suggest that our fear of the other or the unknown can limit our capacity to find creative and constructive solutions. As he notes, responding to violence with violence certainly brings symmetry to a situation, but perhaps asymmetry, openness, and discussion are the real solutions.